Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the prophet with faith and steadfast.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madinah Channel, welcome back to another episode of In the Footsteps of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Yes, during this series, we shall be hearing a brief biography of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final Prophet and Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. We hear about his blessed life, a little about the greatness. You see, words cannot bring about, or my words cannot bring about, our words even cannot bring about true justice to the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. But during the series, mashallah wa azzal, we hear about the life, about the biography, about the events which transpired during the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of the channel, we always begin by listening to a blessing in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has told us, من صلى عليّ صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة, that he who recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a single salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bestow 10 blessings upon that person. My dear viewers, let's all together recite salawat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, alhamdulillah, azza, previously we were hearing about the story of Bahira the monk. Quite a famous story, mashallah, azza wa jal. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was traveling with his uncle Abu Talib to Sham, greater Syria, to Busra, a city within there. And then he was told that you must quickly go back due to a few incidents. One, that people may recognize he is the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also stated, now there's another incident too, that there were a number of people from Rome, from the Roman Empire, who had come out. They had first maybe either heard about him or they had somehow recognized him, and they were sent out to attack him. Wallahu alam bisawab. But no doubt the previous scriptures had given and mentioned the coming of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and provided some characteristics within their books about him. And this is how so many people, as we shall hear throughout the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that many people, after having read about him in their book, they had, due to that, due to finding those characteristics within Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this brought them to Islam many times. Mashallahu azza wa jal. And today we also have a very, very important incident during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And this is the blessed marriage. But before that, inshallah azza wa jal, remember, continuing from where we left off, Abu Talib had then quickly came and brought Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam back to the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Throughout the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had continued to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from all sorts of things, from indecency, from kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always far from such things. During the early life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you would have noticed, we skipped many years. We heard his father Abdullah passed away before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. His mother's name was Sayyida Amina radhiyallahu anha. She had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam off to Halima. Halimatu Sa'diya, the foster mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spent approximately 2.5 years with her. He then returned to his mother and was skipping to the age of 6, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother passed away. And then 2 years later, he spent 2 years with Abdul Muttalib. 2 years later, at the age of 8, his grandfather Abdul Muttalib passed away. And then we forward to approximately 4 years later, at the age of 12, the incident of Bahira the monk. So even during this time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had knowledge and experience. And this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had experiences. So he grew up to be, you could say, the finest of all people. In manliness, he was the best in character, he was the most noble in lineage, he was a great neighbor, he was kind, he was truthful, he was reliable, he was known among his people as Al-Amin. Yes, he became known amongst the people as Al-Amin, as As-Sadiq. As-Sadiq, the truthful. Al-Amin, the trustworthy. Yes, these are some of the attributes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had implanted within him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the most perfect and the greatest of all values. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of all of these. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, approximately at the age of 25, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam, he experienced another great time of his life. And this is for everybody. What is this? This is a marriage. Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam got married at the age of 25. But what is the incident? What is the story behind the marriage? There was a lady, a noble woman, a woman of great lineage, and she was possibly the wealthiest woman of the time. She was a dignified woman. And this woman, her name was Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha. She was very, very rich. She was very, very wealthy. She was of a noble lineage. She had respect amongst the people, amongst the Quraysh even. She was very respectful. And she was a businesswoman too. Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha, when she hears about him, she asks if he could work on her behalf, if he could do business on her behalf, if he could travel to city on her behalf and sell some goods and purchase others. And the Prophet ﷺ agreed. But she said, you need to take Maysara along with you. And Maysara was her servant. And Maysara will aid you. He will travel with you to city and he will aid you, he will help you, whatever it is you need. Yes, you could take my servant Maysara with you. Now on the way, traveling to Syria, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped and sat under a tree. He sat under a tree and then a monk came. The monk asked Maysara, never has a person sat under this tree except that he's a prophet. None but a prophet has ever sat beneath this tree. And then they continued on their journey. So Maysara is remembering all this, he's hearing this and is remembering this. And then they're continuing on the journey. They arrive at Busra, they're selling their goods, and he hears and he experiences for himself the trustworthiness, the truthfulness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he also sees something else. He sees that it is very, very hot, and he sees that there are angels placing their wings over Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are granting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shade from the severity of the sun. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he returns, it said he comes back with double the amount of a profit that somebody else would bring, even more than anybody else. Sayyidah Khadija radhiallahu anha, she then, of course, she's excited. And Maysara tells Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha about everything. She tells Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha that, or he tells Maysara, a male. Maysara tells Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha that we were going and he sat under a tree, and this is what a monk said. As well as this, I saw angels covering him. As well as this, he is trustworthy. He never spoke a lie, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she proposes to marry Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. At this time, Sayyida Khadija radhiallahu anha, she's amongst the greatest women of the Quraysh. In dignity, she was rich, she was wealthy, she had basically everything. Subhanallah. And many people wished to marry her too. many time to marry her due to, you know, all sorts of reasons. But her age was not young. She was approximately 40 years of age. Her father's name was Khuwaylid. Khuwaylid ibn Asad. And Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sends for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she sends a message asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand in marriage. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who then comes with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Khuwaylid, the father of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, and asks for her hand in marriage. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approximately 25 years at this time. And Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, who had the title of At-Tahira, even pre-Islamic era, before Islam. Yes, she had the title of At-Tahira. She marries Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the age of 40. Now this is very, very important. Many lessons to be taken from this. One, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam marries her when she's at the age of 40. Some people think, no, the woman needs to be younger. That's not necessary. Secondly, people think, oh, if she's going to be so old, how can she have children? No, that's also not the case. To whosoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and wishes to give to children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give them children at any age. Allahu Akbar. Another thing, they say that Khadija al-Kubra radhiallahu anha, she was married before. She was married twice before. Once she was married to Abu Hala. Yes, to Abu Hala ibn Zurara at-Tamimi. And with Abu Hala, she had two sons. One was Hala, one son, and the second was Hind. She got married again to somebody by the name of Atiq. Atiq ibn Abid al-Makhzumi. And she had a daughter with Atiq whose name was also Hind. So one of her sons was called Hind, because Hind is such a name which could be used for males and females. So you do get some names, such as the name Noor. So many would name their son Noor. They would also name their daughter Noor too. So there's some names which could be given to son or daughter. All of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the exception of one child, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the exception of Sayyidina Ibrahim, all of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were from Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. Another son was by the name of Qasim. Some would state Tayyib and Tahir. Others state these are the titles of one of the sons by the name of Abdullah. So thus, if we say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had three sons, he had either three or four sons. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had four daughters. One Sayyida Zainab radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Another was Sayyida Ruqayya radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Kulthum radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And subhanallah, the famous Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Also, she was a widow and she had children from her previous marriage. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam still married her. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was married to Sayyida Khadija radhiyallahu anha, he had married nobody else. Only after her demise did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marry somebody else. He married her, he loved her. And even after her apparent demise, and inshallah in the future we shall hear about this love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. My dear viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had married at the age of 25. One other very, very important lesson. There's so many lessons we could take. One other very, very important one, that nowadays people are delaying their marriages so much. No, you do not need to delay your marriage. As soon as you are legally able to be married, then you must marry. And don't delay marriage, because delaying marriage leads to many, many, many other sins. And such sins which destroy our society. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must uphold the teachings of Islam. We must try to emulate the characters and the mannerism of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he married at the age of 25, but sometimes it can be necessary for you to marry earlier. Otherwise, don't delay your marriage, don't delay for career, don't delay for other things. But as soon as you find a good partner, inshallah, and this should be done in accordance to Islam. And as soon as you have found a good partner, inshallah, as to what shall happen tomorrow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But you should, inshallah, have that tawakkal in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get married As soon as possible, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of yourselves. May Allah ta'ala bless me and my family too. My viewers, you are watching in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where we hear a little, a brief story about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever you can, try to write things down. Today we learn some more names. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had three sons. There's Qasim, Abdullah, Ibrahim. Yes, three sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his daughters, the Sayyida Zainab radhiallahu anha, the Sayyida Ruqayya radhiallahu ta'ala anha, there was Sayyida Umm Kulthum radhiallahu anha, and Sayyida Fatima radhiallahu ta'ala anha. Try to remember these names, and when you name children, give those children these names, inshallah azza wa jal, for they are the best of names. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, continue to watch Madani Channel regularly and continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. That's all for today. Join us next time for more in the footsteps of the Prophet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Guided by his example, we walk the righteous path. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast. In the footsteps of the Prophet with faith and steadfast.